Good evening.
Good evening.
Of all the things you could be doing during the village tonight, we're glad you chose this. It is my privilege to be a part of Farewell Concert with Kent Elizabeth. I haven't heard of nearly enough, but I may get to play with them more once they get to Seattle than I do when they're up here. So we're going to kind of go back and forth. I'll do a few tunes, they'll do a few tunes. I'll do a few tunes with Nancy and others, and then they'll do a few tunes that will kind of be kind of... I'll be asking lots of people to help me sound good, and I'll be disrupting other people's music. So we're going to start with a song that has... Lauren Johnson wanted to do this one in spandex with a fog machine, but... there was outrage when that rumor got out, so we just put the kibosh on it. But that leaves you with the part.
Okay.
And it's, you get to do... Now you can spell that with an H or W-H. So here's your part. Okay, so that's your lyric. Got it? And it'll come up. We'll
tell us what it is.
So I'm just going to introduce this song a little bit. You know, a bad song is one that needs an introduction. So this is a song. There was this submarine, a nuclear submarine, one of the most destructive things that we produce. There was talk about naming it the Corpus Christi, because they name, you know, boats after states and other things and cities, and so they wanted to call it Corpus Christi, and there was outrage about calling this nuclear submarine Latin for the body of Christ. And so there was enough outrage that it convinced the whoever names these boats to call it the city of Corpus Christi. So there's a reference to that boat, so we're all much better off for that one. So immediately I'm like on my high horse about it, but it's impossible for us to live in the country and the culture that we're in without being a part of so much of things we don't want to be a part of. So we kind of walk these contradictions, and so the song's a lot funnier than the... Ooh. Everybody wants to build a future, and everybody came without their tools. And everybody's cheating on their taxes, and everybody wants to build schools. Everybody's suffering from boredom, and everybody's watching TV. Everybody's living in a fortress, and everybody's craving to be. We are walking contradictions, the sacred and obscene. Like mixing oil with water, like mixing Jesus with submarines. Song is inspired by some friends of mine who are like, if I want to buy something, they are some of the first people I go to because they make smart choices about the sort of things they buy. Like these folks have this wood stove. It's a pretty slick wood stove, but I mean, they are frugal. They do exceptional things because they are frugal in the way they live. They go to places like around the world, but they stay in the Southern Hemisphere. And they go on these floating boat trips every year. You may know of this Nancy and Mark. I've known Nancy since like 1985, and it wouldn't surprise me if there were some, if there's a skirt somewhere that she got in 84 or 83 in India. Yes, India, of course. That she still owns, and you know, it's like, but. Yeah, that's right. So we bought this wood stove that Mark recommended. It was $1,000. It's this little tiny thing. You think it should fit a Cracker Jack box, but it's this great stove. One day we were visiting them in Seattle, and they were considering, believe this, buying a flat screen TV. Because they frugally watch their movies in their basement in Seattle, you know, so they're not spending that $9-$10 at the theater very often, right? They're watching them in their house, and so they hear about this, they see in a newspaper or something this ad for flat screen TVs at Target for an unbelievably low price. But it was only one day, and they were a little out of touch with like mainstream culture.
Yeah.
So it was a Friday. It was the day after Thanksgiving. I think I have this right so far. I might start telling lies in a minute. So they go to Target, and the store opens like at 6 in the morning. So they're there a little early, you know, and they're just stunned. With the parking lot's full. And of course, by the time the four leader televisions were, by the time they got in, they were the ones that they were trying to buy were gone. So I think they ended up buying a fat screen TV at Goodwill or something.
$20.
And then they went around the world. Anyway. So this normally my funk band usually plays this with me, but I don't have one. So you've got to imagine the horn section here. This is inspired by my dear friends Nancy and Mark. So let's see if I can get a lot of my lead. You can do that.
Good God.
The morning after Thanksgiving, I heard things were going cheap. We all waited in the parking lot, lined up just like sheep. Any other normal day, I'd still have been asleep. The home of the brave, spend now and save, cause things are going cheap. It's a
floor. The left, the right, dawn's early light. Citizens galore. Brown and yellow, black and white, paid a lot of less for more. It's the United States of America, and we're shopping at the Target store. The clerk looked in my shopping cart to see how much I'd gained. Sent it through the scanner and I began to feel the pain. He ran my cart, the total came to 400 and change. When he told me I saved 60 bucks, I looked at him real strange. From the Purple Mountains' majesty to the ocean's sandy shore of the icing, your credit's king when you're on the shopping floor. With a melting pot and we're taking our shot, get a lot of less reward. It's the United States of America, we're shopping at the Target store. Crockett, they'll pick your pocket, even begging, leave you begging at the door. Betsy Ross, such a cause, what are you looking for? Oh, say, can't you see it's the land of the free and we're shopping at the Target store. It was a mad rush for selected items. I wasn't fast enough to fight them. Don't seem right, stay up half the night. Discounts gone as fast as lightning. All the good deals went in the first 5 minutes. No other way that I can spin my pieces up to about its limit. And all the good deals went in the first 5 minutes. Yankee Doodle up, take your food and now keep you wanting more. Davy Crockett, they'll pick your pocket, leave you begging at the door. Betsy Ross, you're looking lost, what are you searching for? It's the United States of America. We're shopping at the Target store.
You know these people. Just gotta have a horn section though, you know, doing it. And Lauren would have been good in that one too. Something, well, I think, but you know.
I would have wanted to play cowbell.
So, also, when I was a youngster, I could write love songs pretty easily, you know, just because I didn't know anything at all. when I found love with Karen, and as that just went on, it was like I could hardly open my mouth to try to tell you about it, right? Because it was too big and too minute and too private and too, I don't know. But I did set myself a goal after being married about 18 years to write a song for our 20th wedding anniversary. And I totally didn't get it done. I think I might have even made a mistake of telling her I was trying to write a song. So it's like, and you know, she's heard the songs about, you know, when I was a young idiot. So now I'm just an old idiot. But this is one that I wrote that I did get done for the 20th. And what is it? It's gonna help me. See, when you grab a stand. Sorry. Yeah, good idea to not come up here until I'm about to talk. Anyway. There we go.
first saw you, I was lost along the way. But it really didn't matter, I thought I'd figure it out someday. Now these many years later, I know less than I did then. All I really know now is that I love you till the end. You're all I know, you're all I know. Winds keep blowing to and fro, don't know which way they'll blow. You're all I know. When our girls were little babies, I knew just what I should do. Feed them when they're hungry, hold them when they're blue. Now it's getting complicated, it's not as simple as before. About being a daddy, but I'm still knocking at your door. You're all I know, you're all I know. Winds keep blowing to and fro, through the highs and through the lows. You're all I know. I know your coffee in the morning, I know your feet are cold at night. I know that you're afraid of lightning, I know that you're my favorite sight. I know you're strong, I know you're tender, I know I don't know you that well. But of tales of true lovers, you're the story I will tell. You're all I know, you're all I know. Winds keep blowing to and fro, don't know which way they'll blow. You're all I know, you're all I know, you're all I know. The river ebbs, the river flows, going, I will go. You're all I know.
I'm making no promises about the 30th. This is a song I wrote in the registration office.
Today?
I think it was 2007. It's really not really a severe tuning, but... Until just lately, the word socialist and the word socialism has been kind of like a one that we really don't use, and now we're using it. And we're using it, sometimes we're using it with our heads held high, and instead of thinking that, you know, oh, I don't know exactly what we were thinking. so this song is about Joe McCarthy, the ghost of Joe McCarthy. And so Joe McCarthy is kind of the Red Scare guy from the 50s, who we've been responding to ever since. And so this fear of being soft on communism still lives today, you know? And I'm no big fan of communism, but the fact that Soviet communism fell doesn't means that their boat had a big hole in it. It doesn't mean that our boat doesn't have a hole in it. So we still need to be looking for something. And anyway, so this is about Joe McCarthy. And it's about us. Are not the threat that they once might have been. Still, any talk of socialism is treated like a sin. Now the free hand of the market is about to do us in, and Joe lurks in the shadows with a grin. Joe McCarthy's in the shadows with a grin. So there's a choice between a mortgage and another kid in school, or going to the doctor.
Thank you.
Kent and Elizabeth gave us.
So for a while we were talking about having this in the lift, but we were concerned about a lot of things, but in the end it really came down to an issue of space, and we just realized that our three egos wouldn't fit down. Now my main concern was this. I feel like the village pastor in this room, and I was kind of hoping to feel like a bar kind of rock star. But Ralph assured me that I wouldn't have to wear my alb and stole time. Sorry, but no, thanks Ralph. It's a good privilege to play. Have you opened for us? How did that happen?
Yeah, why have you been holding back? I feel I should say a word to those who have been living here, and that is apologies for hearing the same stuff over and over again.
So no apology needed.
Little Elijah boy?
We could have.
Because that was fun.
Yeah. So this is a favorite, and we've done it a few times. It's called Talk About Suffering. Just to start on a nice light note.
And apologies. Barbara Rossing would not approve of the theology in this song, but it comes from Appalachia, and the melody and the harmony kind of get to your soul. So.
Talk about suffering here below, and talk about loving Jesus.
Talk about suffering here below, and let's keep following Jesus. The gospel train is coming, and don't you want to go? Hey, leave this world of sorrow and troubles here below. Talk about suffering here below, and talk about loving Jesus. Talk about suffering here below, and let's keep following. Oh, can't you hear it, mothers? And don't you want to go? Hey, leave this world of sorrow and troubles here below. Talk about suffering here below, and talk about loving Jesus. Talk about suffering here.
Thank you.
at Concordia College of Moore, Minnesota. Go Cowboys. And this was one of the first songs that we sang. And we started dating that fall, but we were already singing together. And yeah, this was one that I picked from some stuff and thought it'd be fun to sing. So. It's called She Loves Me.
Do you even play it? By the way, we haven't written any of the music.
No. You strip it off.
To differentiate it.
Thank you.
That's it, that's all you're getting.
I don't know what to say about this one, other than it's a song called Cold as a Night by the Oh Hellos, kind of a group that we came across this last year and really enjoy their music. I used all my funny stuff at the beginning. So. Are you going to do some intros for us? Or? There is a whistle part that you need to learn. Oh, we got a whistle part to teach. Again. So each time you do it twice, so it goes like this.
Transcribed the part from the recording to make a piano part. And at the top, where in his finale program, when you're writing it, it says, holy, 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 and then there's a spot for to put the composer, and he put down Bernie Sanders. Like you do.
So we take the sheet music with us. Fast forward, we are asked by my mom to sing at her Methodist church in Florida just the week after Easter. We're like, oh, what do we play? Oh, you know, we sing Holy Holy. We should bring it along. So we bring it along. We give it to my mom. She is going to play piano. And we get up to sing
it.
It
ends up being prelude.
As prelude.
And they're like, well, we have to introduce this. And so we're like, okay, it's fine. And so
unbeknownst to us, somebody from the congregation gets up and says, and now I'd like to introduce Elizabeth and Ken. They'll be singing Holy, Holy, Holy by Bernie
Holy, holy, holy.
gonna keep singing, I think, right? Do you understand?
No, I'll just.
Okay. Should have done that during Holy, 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 but I didn't want to miss it. I think everybody really just wanted to just forget about the wedding and hear another song after they sung that, or sang that, sung it.
Had sung or sang.
Either works.
We don't want that to be a reminder. Of this song.
It's our reminder from.
Let me correct you.
This is a song by a guy named. Now we're getting to songs by like songwriters.
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, some of it, we're going to do some like Jewish Trinitarian stuff. Okay. Oh, I jumped the gun, sorry. Nancy, you got jokes, right? Sorry. My guitar heroes always have like five of them behind them, you know, and they just grab the one that's in tune. The way they want it. Still checking. Your call is important to us. Two fingers, maybe. It's really cheating, it's great. And then you put a capo on, it's just like, you don't need to know anything. All right, this is a song by Richard Thompson, a British songwriter. Is it Keep Your Distance? Is that? Songwriter. Alright, here it is. Thank you.
our lives away. Wounds that can't be mended and debts that can't be paid. Oh, I played and I got stuck. Now I'm biting back my tongue. I'm sweeping out the footprints where I strayed. Keep your distance. Keep your distance. When I feel you close to me, what can I do but fall? Keep your distance. Adopted as sort of an informal Scottish national anthem, and it's a good night to sing it. I think one of our stints at Holden, I sang it at a farewell concert that we did, that I did, and with daughters, and it's a chance to say things like, I love you, and, well, you know, it's about moving. It's about him returning to Scotland, and, let it be what it'll be. All right, so, see the changes that have come over me in these last few days. I've been afraid I might drift away, so I've been telling stories and singing songs that make me think about where I came from, and that's the reason why I seem so far away today. And let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me. Now I'm going home. And if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Have moved and kept on moving, proved the points that I needed proving. I have lost the friends that I needed losing, found others on the way. Oh, I have tried and kept on trying, stolen dreams, yes, there's no denying. I have traveled far, sometimes with conscience flying, somewhere with the wind. Let me tell you that I love you, think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me. Now I'm going home. And if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Fire, the empty room, the forest choir, the flames that couldn't get any higher. They've withered now, they've gone. But I'm steady thinking, and my way is clear. And I know what I will do tomorrow when the hands are shaken and the kisses flown. I will disappear. And let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me. Now I'm going home. And if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had.
There's this cat that's been in a lot of the regular lives for a long time. That last time I was up here in February or March was still here, just defying all odds and using up and living and living and living. And, so we're going to dedicate this one to, is it Pear?
No, Pear would have been. Pear was born in 1980.
80. Okay.
So,
this is
Thunderpaws.
Thunderpaws. How old did Pear live?
He lived to be 12.
Okay, just a youngster.
Yeah,
when
he was 19.
Anyway, so here's a song about choosing your friends.
Choosing your friends.
Rockin' Robin said, oh mama please, I'm begging you down on bended knees. I wanna go jam, I wanna jump and shout, down on the corner where the cats hang out. Down on the corner where the cats hang out. Mama said, Rockin', you're making me cry. But Robin's gotta rock, and a bird's gotta fly. But before you take that jump and go out rockin' in the night, it's time I tell you a few facts of life. It's time I tell you a few facts of life. Cats will be cats, and cats will be cruel. Cats can be careless, and cats can be cruel. Cats will be cats, remember these words. Cats will be cats, and cats eat birds. Thank you.
This is a song I think I learned 40 years ago or more. And you know, I have the impulse, probably like many of you, to think, well, if the wrong guy gets elected, I want to go north. Yeah. Or underground, or south, or somewhere, anywhere. But this is home, you know, this is definitely home. I'm gonna stick it out. Other bad things were going on 40 years ago. That he was probably writing that. I never really figured out what this song is about, but it needs a lot. It is a dance we do in silence, far below this morning sun. You and your life, me and mine, we have begun. Here we stand and without speaking, draw the water from the well. And we stare beyond the plains to where the mountains lie so still. But it's a long way that I have come, across the sand to find this peace among your people in the sun, where the families work the land as they have always done. Oh, it's so far the other way my country's gone. Across my home has grown the shadow of a cruel and senseless hand. Though in some strong hearts the love and truth remain. And it has taken me this distance and a woman's smile to learn. And my heart remains among them, and to them I must return. A long way that I have come, across the sand to find you here among these people in the sun, where your children will be born and you'll watch them as they run. Oh, it's so far the other way my life is gone. If you look for me, Maria, you'll find me in the shade, wide awake or in a dream, it's hard to tell. If you come to me, Maria, I will show you what I have made. It's a picture for Our Lady of the Well. By Jackson Brown. Now we're gonna do a John Prine song, and we're gonna bring up Marvelous Marv, and the We're Gonna Move the Ditch 6 inches Again. So let's see, we're gonna figure out how to wrap up. So grab whatever chairs you need, I'll get on my crowd. I like that. So I'm going to tune it in.
Yes.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Thank you.
inside Llewellyn Davis.
Yeah, it's called Fairly Well, and we learned it for our good friend Ellen's departure a year ago March. And so we sang it to her at the bus, and it's a great one.
And this is the start of our farewell set.
Yeah, there's definitely a bunch of so many goodbyes.
Where's the Kleenex?
I had wings like Noah's dove. I'd fly the river to the one I love. Farewell, my honey, farewell. I had a man who's long and tall, who moved his body.
Thank you.
last song. Thank you, Rolf, for playing and letting us play too. Tell a joke so that we don't start crying.
Worst walks in.
First walks in.